ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यम् यस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः So we are seeing this Dvaita Prakaranam. And here Vidyaranya Swami discusses both Ishvara Srishta Dvaitam and Jiva Srishta Dvaitam. The duality itself is creation. Because in non-duality there is no creation. In non-dual, in vision of non-duality of the reality, there is no creation. We'll understand everything being the manifestation of the reality in clear vision. What is absolutely real is the non-duality of the reality. The reality is one secondless non-dual. And this entire world of plurality with no over non-duality. This entire world of plurality with no over non-duality. Experiencer experienced duality is only mithya. That is, it is manifestation of that only secondless non-dual reality. Therefore, in clear vision of what is absolutely real, there is no creation. But still there is creation means, so when there's a creation, immediately there is duality comes. And creation is not unreal. It is not absolutely unreal. Even though it is not absolutely real. It is not unreal means what? It is seemingly real, experientially real, objectively real, empirically real, but not absolutely real. Because it is seemingly real, now we are discussing it. If it is non-existent, it's unreal, we need not discuss this at all. So the very analysis and the discussion on the duality itself to understand its mithyatvam, thereby to understand satyatvam of reality. How, what is absolutely real, what is, thereby we can understand what is not absolutely real, what is relatively real. And because what is relatively real is mistaken to be absolutely real. Therefore, there is a problem of samsaraha. That is why no analysis is created, presented here. Okay. So here, there is a world. There's a creation involving knower non-duality, which is Ishvara Srishta Dvaitam. Duality, which is created by the Lord. Creation of the Lord. So later on we understand Ishvara's status is mithya. Ishvara's status is mithya. Therefore Ishvara's, the creation is mithya. The duality is mithya. Everything is mithya, we understand later on. But still initially, here we have what is relatively real is, this objectively real is Ishvara Srishta Dvaitam. But there again, the Ishvara Srishta Dvaitam, does this duality, this Ishvara's creation, which is relatively real, which is mithya Ishvara's creation, does it cause our human misery? Is this world of duality created by the Lord contributes for our suffering? And the Shastra says, no. Ishvara Srishta Dvaitam is not at all responsible for any suffering we go through. then what is it which causes the misery? What is it which causes the bondage, samsaraha? It is within this Ishvara Srishta Dvaitam, there is Jiva Srishta Dvaitam. Within this Dvaitam, there's another Dvaitam Srishtam, another duality created, you know, projected by the Jiva. So, duality within the duality. Like, you know, people try to form government within the government. Like that here, duality within the duality. And this duality, so Ishvara Srishta Dvaitam is beautiful, wonderful. It doesn't cause any problem. But Jiva Srishta Dvaitam causes the misery. And Jiva Srishta Dvaitam is subjectively real. It's also mithya. But of course, it is mithya definitely. This, therefore, we have to differentiate now how to resolve Jiva Srishta Dvaitam in Ishvara Srishta Dvaitam. How to resolve this, what is subjectively real in objective reality. Ultimately, then we can easily resolve objective reality in absolute reality. So subjective reality has to be resolved in objective reality. Then ultimately, objective reality can be easily resolved in absolute reality, and where we can understand the moksha. In fact, resolving the subjective reality in objective reality itself is moksha for us, jivan mukti. Therefore, it is discussed here, and we have been seeing how Vidyaranya Swami discusses Ishvara Srishtihi, quoting from different Upanishads, taking quotations from different texts, original texts, he's been discussing. What he wants to say is, all the Upanishads discuss creation in order to say how this object, this world, which is experienced in the waking state, is this creation involving experience or experienced duality is actually Ishvara Srishtam. Even though it is mithya, still Srishti is discussed in Upanishads that he presented here. Before he takes us to the Jiva Srishta Dvaitam, he discusses this Ishvara Srishta Dvaitam from different Upanishads, which means Ishvara Srishtihi is presented, discussed in the Upanishads themselves. It's not something simply he is talking something himself. Ishvara Srishta Dvaitam is discussed in Upanishads. Even though it is mithya, it is discussed in Upanishads. Therefore, he also, as a proof, he quotes from different Upanishads to state that there is Dvaitam, the creation involving duality, presented and discussed in Upanishads. Okay, we have seen up to 18th verse. Ishakaryam jiva bhogyam jagadvabhyam samanvitam. Are you following? Okay. Ishakaryam jiva bhogyam jagadvabhyam samanvitam pitrujanya bhartru bhogya pitrujanya bhartru bhogya yatayoshit tatheshyatam. This we have already seen last class. Here Vidyaranya Swami says, Isha Karyam Jiva Bhogyam Jagat Dvabhyam Samanvitam. This universe, this entire objective universe is Isha Karyam, the creation of Bhagavan, the Lord. And the same universe is Jiva Bhogyam. It is an object of anubhava, bhoga, object of experience for a jiva. For a jiva, this universe is object of experience. For Ishvara, it is his creation. And jiva bhogya means what? It is a sukha dukkha hetuhu. It becomes a hetu for the experience of pairs of opposites. Therefore, dvabhyam samanvitam means this universe is endowed with the status of being the creation of the Lord. This also enjoys the status of being the world of object of experience for the jiva. It means object of experience means it is looked upon as the source of experience of pairs of opposites. Why do we go through pairs of opposites? Why do we go through pain and pleasure, success and failure, loss and gains, honor, dishonor, victory, defeat, etc.? This experience of pairs of opposites itself is possible only when the mind comes in contact with the external world. It was made very clear in Bhagavad Gita also. You know, matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkha daha. No, matra sparshastu kaunteya. Only when the sense organs come in contact with the external world, we experience pairs of opposites. Because whenever the mind does not come in contact with the external world of objects through sense organs, when the world, you know, then the world doesn't exist. The mind does not come in contact with the sense organs, the contact with the world through the sense organs. The sense powers serve as means of contacting the world. For the mind has to come in contact with the world only through sense organs. And without the mind, senses themselves cannot really contact the world also. For the senses to be the reporters of the external world, of external world, obtaining in five different forms as five different objects, you know, then mind must be there. But still, for the mind to come in contact with the world, there must be sense organs. Only then the experience is possible. Experience of what? Pairs of opposites. So whenever the mind does not come in contact with the external world, there's no experience of pairs of opposites. That is why in deep sleep state, we do not have the experience of pairs of opposites. That is why we call it a sukham. Nidra sukham. Nidrayam sukham. Nidra sukham. There's a sukham in sleep. What is sukham? Not being subject to any experience itself is sukham. Not having any experience is sukham. There's neither pleasure nor pain, neither victory nor defeat, neither loss, neither gain, neither honor nor dishonor. So when no experience of objects, experience is there, then there is sukham. There is a some sort of a sukham. So here, when we go experience the pairs of we experience pairs of opposites only when the world is perceived, when the world mind comes in contact with the world. That is a fact made very clear. Therefore, because we experience pairs of opposites only when we come in contact with the external world, we mistake the world to be source of pairs of opposites. Mistake the world to be source of pains and pleasures. Therefore, what we say here, this Ishakaryam Jagat Jiva Bhogyam, this entire objective universe is creation of the Lord, is an object of experience for a jiva. This endowed with the bodhi statuses, being an object of experience for a jiva, it has the status of being the creation of Ishvara also. Like what? He says, Pitru Janya Bhartru Bhogya Yatha Yoshit Tatheshyatam. How can we say this? For the Ishvara, it is a creation. For a Jiva, it is an Bhogya Vastu. What is Karyam from the standpoint of Ishvara is Bhogyam from the standpoint of a Jiva. Like what? The same woman, the girl, who is a daughter from the standpoint of the father, becomes an object of pleasure. enjoyment from the standpoint of a husband. The daughter, from the standpoint of another person, she is a wife. Similarly here, the same woman enjoys two different statuses, the standpoint of two different people. The standpoint of husband, she is a wife. The standpoint of father, she is a daughter. Similarly, this same Jagat has two statuses. The standpoint of Ishvara, it is a creation. The standpoint of Jiva, it is an object of experience. Okay, this we have already seen last class. Maya vrityatmako isha sankalpa sadhanam janau mano vrityatmako jiva sankalpo bhoga sadhanam. Now here in this 19th verse also we have already seen, but still Vidyaranya Swami very briefly says what is sadhanam. Sadhanam means. So what is that which makes this universe, which gives the universe have enjoy the status of being the creation of the Lord? What is that which gives this universe the status of having been created by the Lord? Yes, maya vrittihi. Ishvara's maya. Maya vrittihi means maya. That's all. Maya, the power of inexplicable power. Anirvachaniya. Maya is anirvachaniya. Inexplicable. What is inexplicable? It cannot be negated as tucham, non-existent, nor can be taken as absolutely real, because it does not have independent existence of its own, but still it is there. It is not unreal, it is not real also, therefore it is called anirvachaniya, inexplicable, non-definable, and this non-definable, inexplicable, the power of reality, which is known by the term maya, is the sadhanam, it serves as a means in giving this universe enjoy the status of being the creation of the Lord, which gives the Ishvara status to the reality. It is this maya which gives the Ishvara status, creative status to the reality. Okay, but what is that which makes this universe? What is that which serves as a means to make this world have the status of being an object of experience? The world doesn't have anything. Okay? The world is just the world. The world enjoys the status of being the creation of Ishvara, because of this Ishvara's power of knowing called maya. And the same world has the status of being an object of experience because of the manovrittihi. Manovrittihi. So it's manovritti means the mind. So Jiva's mind is the means which contributes for the world having the status of being an object of experience. Otherwise, if the Jiva has no mind, there is no such a thing called mind, the world will never have the status of being an object of experience. We understand, very interesting. Huh? And this is called Jiva Sankalpaha. Jiva Sankalpaha in this context means the mind. If there is no such a thing called mind, the world will never have the status of being an object of experience. Bhogyatvam would not have been there for the world. Suppose there's no such a thing called power of knowing and a part of reality, then Isha did not have that maya shakti, then also the world would have lost its status of being the creation or manifestation. Then world would have been as good as non-existent. Now the world enjoys the status of being existent because of these two reasons. Why? It is there as object of experience for Jiva. It is there as the creation of Ishvara. Therefore, it has the status of being existent. But still, what is the world by itself is neither the creation of Ishvara, nor is it an object of experience. It is the mind which may give, mind of an individual, which gives the world bhogya status, status of being an object of experience. It is the maya shakti of Ishvara which gives the world the status of being the creation. Okay, that is made very clear in this verse. Okay, Isha sankalpaha maya, jiva sankalpaha mind. Okay. Isha nirmita manyadau is a new verse we are starting today. Isha nirmita manyadau vastun yekavide sthite. Isha nirmita manyadau vastun yekavide sthite. Bhoktrudhi vritti tinanatvat bhoktrudhi vrittinanatvat tadbhogo bahudeshyate tadbhogo bahudeshyate. Let me break the verse first. Isha nirmita mani adau. Manihi. I want to know this word. Manihi. Manihi is a ikaranta pullinga shabdaha, which means a gem. Any precious gem is called manihi. It can be diamond. It can be ruby. It can be royal blue. It can be emerald. It can be anything. So, manihi literally means a gem. Precious gem. Manihi. Any precious gem is called manihi. Okay. Now, mani adau. Adi shabda means etc. See, there are many things such as precious gems. Vastuni. There are so many objects here in the world. There are so many objects. Vastuni means objects. But mani adau vastuni means there are so many objects such as precious gems, etc. They are all Isha nirmitam. They are all creation of Ishvara, created by Ishvara. Yeka vidhe sthite means what? They all remain the same as they are. All the objects, every object, such as money, gem, etc., is what every object is as it is. Yeka, as it is. No. Bhoktrudhi vritti nanatvat tad bhogaha bahudha ishyate. Suppose there is a gem. Take an example. There is a ruby. And not a ruby, there are so many other gems. There are so many other objects, such as gems. Every object is Ishvara's creation. Isha nirmitam. Ishena nirmitam means what? Creation of Ishvara. Created by the Lord. Now, there is no difference. There is no difference. Just the object is object. Any object is just an object. Whether it's a tree, or an animal, or a plant, or a branch, or a leaf, or a human being, or any other animal, any creature, a non-living thing, a mountain, or a river, or a ocean, water, you know, snow, rain, sun, moon, any object here is any object. Any gem is just an object. There is no difference on the part of an object. Just an object is just an object. But same one and the same object, only one given object, any one given object can be seen differently. can be seen differently. Object is one, but seen differently. Bahudha ishyate. Ekas vastuni ekavidhe sthite. Even though objects such as gem, so many, any object, is one and the same. It remains as only one object. There's no difference on its part. But still, it can be seen differently. Let's explain to you again. Suppose a very, very precious gem. It can be diamond or ruby. You know, which is excavated and discovered, taken out from, dug and taken from this earth. And when you find it, who created this? How did this particular gem come into existence? It is already there. It's already there. It's only manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, we call it Ishvara. Anything which is discovered, anything which is understood, which is seen, perceived, known, is actually manifestation of knowledge. Anything which enjoys the status of being existent is just a manifestation of knowledge. Once you look at this manifestation of knowledge, it is Ishvara Kritam, Ishvara Nirmitam. So, the Ishvara Nirmitam is what? Then you give Ishvara the causal status. If Ishvara is the cause of this gem, Ishvara is the cause of the tree, Ishvara is the cause of the space, time, etc. It means everything, anything known is manifestation of knowledge. Anything just manifestation of knowledge is Ishvara, the Lord. When it is the Lord, means it is manifestation of, it is Ishvara's creation. The Lord itself, manifestation of knowledge is Ishvara. And Ishvara is Ishvara Kritam. The Lord is creation of the Lord. Okay? The Lord, creation of the Lord. And therefore, and what is the nature of any given object here, especially the precious gem? The nature is the same. Nature of the gem remains as it is. It is the same. But what happens when different people, when the same gem perceived by different people, you know, with different emotions, what happens then? It has the, it seems to have differences. Bhoktru dhi vritti nanatvat. When people come in contact, the people's minds through the sense organs come in contact with the object. When different people view, see, perceive, come in contact with the object, and they entertain their own emotions in their mind. Therefore, the object, you know, it comes in contact, and it comes, gets associated with the different emotions of the person. And the person, people perceive it with their own emotions. Then what happens? There seems to be difference. Why difference? Object is the same. The difference in the views. Difference is because of difference in thought modifications which rise in the minds of different people. So different notes, different experiences, different perceivers with their different thoughts, the different emotions, when they see, you know, the same object, the same one and the same object, differenceless object, seems to be different. That bhogaha bahudha ishyate. The emotions, the perception of the object is nimittam, instrumental in various in rising of different emotions. Object is one, but the object, perception of the object, contributes for rising of different emotions in different minds. Okay, what he wants to say here, like this, let us see the next verse. Please remember this very important line is what? Bhoktru dhi vritti nanatvat. Nanatva means due to the plurality or variety of difference. Nanatva means because of the difference. Nanatva means difference. Ekatva means singleness. Because of nanatvam, because nanatvat, due to the difference in thoughts, vrittis, which rise in the mind. The vritti means vrittis rise in the mind of the bhoktru, the experiencers or the perceivers. So there are, because there's difference in vrittis which rise in the mind of perceivers, tad bhogaha bahudha ishyate. The same object contributes for different rising of different emotions in different minds. Object itself is not a cause, but the object becomes a nimittam, instrumental for different emotions to rise in the different minds because of the difference in thoughts. Okay. Now, so how, what is the difference there? Let me explain in the following verse. We have to read the following verse also to get the complete understanding. I can give one more example here. When we see a mountain or a river, so but what is seen is only one object. When different people see, and they have their own different emotions, so different thoughts. And so the same object is appreciated differently. I mean, they all have their own thoughts. The difference is in thoughts, which means that one object becomes nimittam for the rising of different emotions, different thoughts in the minds of different people. Okay. How? Hrishyat. Yeko manim labdhva krudhyatyanyo hyalabhataha hrishyatyeko manim labdhva. See, now gradually Vidyaranya Swami wants us to understand Jiva Srishti. Before even he begins to discuss Jiva Srishti, he just helps us see how we perceive things. Why there is, the views are different, emotions are different, because the vrittis of in different minds. He just starts like this. Look at this. Hrishyatye ko manim labdhva krudhyatyanyo hyalabhataha hrishyatye ko manim labdhva krudhyatyanyo hyalabhataha pashyatyeva viraktotra pashyatyeva viraktotra na hrishyati na kupyati pashyatyeva viraktotra na hrishyati na kupyati. Now, let us see the word meanings here. Hrishyati yekaha. Hrishyati yekaha means yekaha hrishyati. One person feels pleased. Yekaha hrishyati. One person is very happy. Is pleased. Hrishyati, hrish dhatuhu. And it's a fourth conjugation root. So, fourth verb. Hrishyati is pleased, is happy. Ekaha hrishyati. When manim labdhva. Labdhva manim. manim labdhva ekaha hrishyati. Having got the gem, precious gem. Suppose somebody comes and gives you a precious gem as a gift, and not ordinary, you know, all Bollywood jewelry, which is sold for 10 rupees, 100 rupees in the markets, no? Not gold covering jewelry. Somebody comes and gives you even a small gift. No, even a big Bollywood haram is given, who enjoy it? No. Somebody gives you a very, very precious, even 2 carat, 1 carat, 1 small cent diamond ring. It is more precious because most expensive ever. Somebody gives you a precious gem, it's the most valuable. No, what happens? Labdhva, manim labdhva, krishyati. Why? It's expensive, it's valuable, it has a resale value. Every day you can convert it to money, it is valuable. So what do you say now? Manim labdhva ekaha krishyati. Having got the money, having got it, labdhva, having obtained, got the gem, one person becomes very pleased. Manim labdhva hrishyati. Krudhyati anyaha hi alabhataha. Other person, anyaha, he also sees the gem. If he did not see the gem, if he did not know the gem is available, it wouldn't have caused any anger. Anyaha krudhyati. Other person gets angry. Other person gets angry. Krudhyati. See this krudhyati, hrishyati, all chaturthi bhakti dhatava, sorry, chaturtha gana dhatus. Fourth conjugation roots. That's why hrishyati, krudhyati, yakara comes as a vikarna pratyaya. Hrishyati, krudhyati. One person is happy, one person gets unhappy, gets angry. Krudhyati. Other person gets angry. Krudhyati. Anyaha krudhyati. Why? He alabhataha. Of course. He, indeed, alabhataha by not gaining it. One person is happy getting it because it is very precious. Other person gets angry because he doesn't get it. Alabhataha. Labhataha. Labhat. Alabhat. Alabhataha. Because of not getting it, not being able to get it, not being able to have it, possess it, other person gets angry. See, I couldn't get such a precious gem. Then that results in anger. So non-possession makes a person unhappy. The possession makes a person happy. Why? The same gem results, what causes anger in one person, another person, joy in other person, pleasure in other person's mind. So anger and pleasure are two different vrittis, two different type of thought modifications, two different emotions, pleasure and anger. Two different emotions. See, the gem is the gem. Poor gem is not responsible at all for a person to have the pleasure. It is not the source of pleasure, nor is it the source of anger. It doesn't contribute for anger or pleasure on the part of two different people. It is people of two different minds, having their own different emotions, their own values. What happened now? There it becomes, gem becomes a nimittam, instrumental. What is instrumental for the rising of anger on the part of one person, or the rising of pleasure on the part of another person? Two different emotions. Alabhataha krudhyati labdhva hrishyati. Manim labdhva ekaha hrishyati. Alabhataha anyaha krudhyati. Pashyati eva viraktaha atra na hrishyati na kupyati. There is another person. Another person, pashyati eva. He sees the gem. The third person, okay? There's a third person. Are you listening? Are you distracted? third person, Pashyati Eva. He merely sees, he only sees. Pashyati Eva. He only sees how Viraktaha Atra. Atra means regarding this gem, this person has Viraktihi. He is dispassionate towards this gem. Viraktaha. Viraktaha means the one from whom the attachment to the gem has gone. Okay. Very interesting verse, important line that is. Viraktaha means the vigataha ragaha yasmat. The one from whom attachment towards the gem has gone. He is viraktaha. Attachment has gone means what? For him, he is neither unhappy about the gem, nor is he happy about the gem. For him, the gem is not a source of happiness, nor is it responsible for his unhappiness. The gem does not create happiness or unhappiness for a person. And Achyapad is called dispassionate person. So he is viraktaha atra. Regarding this gem, he has virakti. He is dispassionate towards this gem. He is not attached to this gem. For him, it's neither a source of pleasure, nor can make him unhappy. Therefore, he is a virakti. Pashyati eva anyaha atra. Other person sees it. He is viraktaha. Therefore, what? Na hrishyati na kupyati. See, kupyati, krudhyati mean the same. Neither does he get pleased, nor is he angry. There's neither anger on his part, nor pleasure on his part. Na kupyati, na krudhyati, na hrishyati, pashyati. He just sees it as a gem, that's all. Because he is dispassionate towards it. Why? See, three different people, one person is undisturbed. One person sees the object, he is undisturbed. There's neither anger on his part, nor is there pleasure on his part. One person has pleasure on his part. Another person has anger on his part. And another person who is free from both. How? We have three different people, the three different minds, the three different emotions. Okay. Three different mental conditions, in fact. Two people with the emotions. So, hrishyati ekaha manim labdhva. Manim labdhva ekaha hrishyati. Anyaha alabhataha hi krudhyati. Viraktaha atra pashyati eva. Na hrishyati na kupyati. Okay. This is literal meaning. So another person is what? He is not at all interested. He is absolutely disinterested in the gem. He just sees, neither gets angry nor is he happy. Okay, let's see the next verse now. Priyo priya upekshaschet. Now you are going to analyze the emotions, okay? Priyo priya upekshaschetyakara manigastrayah. Priyo priya upekshascheti. Priyo priya upekshascheti. Akara manigastrayah. Priyo priya upekshascheti akara manigastrayah srishta jivairisha srishtam srishta jivairisha srishtam rupam sadharanam trishu srishta jivairisha srishtam Rupam Sadharanam Trishu. சிருஷ்டா ஜீவைரீஷ சிருஷ்டம் ரூபம் சாதாரணம் த்ரிஷு. So what he says, first see the word, no, priyopriya, we break it, priyaha, apriyaha. You must be able to see one avagraha there. Do you see the avagraha there? One a sign, apriyaha. So priyaha plus apriyaha. Then upekshyaha. Priyaha, apriyaha, upekshyaha. ச இதி ஆகாராஹ மணிகாஹ த்ரயஹ. த்ரயஹ மீன்ஸ் த்ரீ. ஆகாராஹ மணிகாஹ த்ரயஹ. ஒரு த்ரயஹ ஆகாராஹ சிருஷ்டாஹ ஜீவைஹி. See now, ஜீவைஹி சிருஷ்டாஹ. Look at this. மணி இஸ் ஒன். The only one precious gem, but there have been threefold forms of that gem have been created by jivas. Traya akaraha, threefold appearances, threefold forms have of that one gem have been created by jivas, three different individuals. One indifferent person, one angry person, one happy person. Look at this. Priyaha, apriyaha, upekshyaha. What are the three? Let me tell you. No, trayaha akaraha, threefold appearances associated with gem. Okay. Threefold forms, threefold images, threefold images of the gem, pertaining to the gem. Okay, manigaha means manisambandaha. Okay, on the part of the gem, regarding the gem, of the gem, threefold akaraha have been created by jivaha, jivaihi srishtaha. Created by jivas. What are they? Priyaha, apriyaha, upekshaha. Money is the money. And isa srishtam rupam trishu sadharanam. In fact, the gem which has been created by the Lord, isa srishtam rupam trishu sadharanam. This gem which is created by the Lord, which is creation of Ishvara, is the same, actually same, one and the same for all of them. But in their minds, threefold images of the gem are there. Let us make it clear now. See, what is this gem? The gem is just Isha Srishtam. It is just an object which enjoys its existence because of the manifestation of knowledge. It is Ishvara Srishtam. It is just, it has the status being the creation of Ishvara, that's all. So the status of that gem is the same. Whenever you see any object, when it's a gem, it's always the same. What is that? It is manifestation of knowledge. It is Ishvara Srishtam. Now, it doesn't change, okay? No object changes. Every object which enjoys existence is Ishvara's creation because it is manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, it is the same, always the same. What means it doesn't change, okay? Means in no way it contributes for pain or pleasure or indifference, nothing. It is the same. But three different qualifications are attributed, three different statuses are attributed to this gem. three different attributes, three different statuses are attributed to this gem by three different, the people of three different individuals, three different minds. And according to the first person, Ekaha Vano Hrishyati. Therefore, Priyaha. For one person, it is a dear one. It's a pleasing one. Priya means it's a dear one, it's a pleasing one, it is attractive for that person. For one person, it is desirable. It's a pleasing one, it's a dear one. If it attracts, attractive for him. Priyama, okay? For one person, it is priyaha, desirable. Now, for another person, it is what now? Because he's angry, it is what? It is apriyaha. It is displeasing. Displeasing, it is not desirable for him. Why? If he possesses, he would have desired it. He only sees it. It is displeasing for him. Apriyaha, displeasing. Another person is displeasing. For one person it is pleasing, another person is displeasing. It's unpleasant. Apriha. Then, for a third person, for another person, na upekshatvam. Upekshaha means it is an object of the, upeksha means it is non-entity. For another person, it is indifferent. It is not at all object of interest. Upeksha means ignored. No, it's ignorable. For a third, another person is ignorable. It is not an object of interest. It is not a person, it's not object of interest. Ignorable object of disinterest. It is for a third person. For one person, it's a very pleasing, attractive, desirable object. For another person, undesirable, unpleasant object. Like that, one Ishwara's Krishna is the same object, results in, what now? Results in three different emotions. It's not same object, contributes for the rising of three different emotions on the part of three different minds, which means the three different statuses are attributed to this object by three different individuals. So who attributes this three different statuses? Therefore, it's the jiva alone. So it is the jiva's, it is jiva alone attributes the attributes these three different statuses to one and the same vastu. So, in Vedanta Shastram, there's a technical jargon. You know, this is the attribute, the status, new status attributed to an object is called Shobhana Priyaha. Shobhana. In fact, Shobhana Adhyasaha. We can say Shobhana Adhyasaha. A new status attributed to an object is called Shobhanadhyasa. Shobhanadhyasa. So here, Trayaha Akaraha Jivaihi Srishtaha Manigaha Jivaihi Srishtaha. So three attributes superimposed upon the gem. These three attributes are created by jivas. The same object is priyam for another one person, apriyam for another person, and upeksham for another person. Therefore, isha srishtam rupam trishu sadharanam. Trishu sadharanam. the gem as created by Ishvara is one and the same. What is the real nature of the gem? The real nature of the gem is the same, doesn't undergo any change. It is neither pleasing, nor is it displacing, nor does it make a person do anything. It's just an object. The real nature of the gem is that it is neither pleasing nor is it displeasing. It doesn't have any capacity to create pleasure or to create pain on the part of anybody. Therefore, that is the real nature. So not being able to create any emotion is the real nature of the gem, which is created by Ishvara. And it remains the same always. All the time it remains the same. Okay. It's going slowly, gradually developing the teaching. Bharya snushananda cha. Bharya snushananda cha. Yata mate tyanekadha. Sometimes I repeat the words, but you'll remember it. Bharya snushana nanda cha yata mate tyanekadha pratiyogi dhiya yoshit pratiyogi dhiya yoshit bhidyate swaruptah. Bhidyate na swarupataha. See, he gives the different relationship, the names of a woman with different relationships. Bharya means wife. Snusha means daughter-in-law. You have to learn everything from Vidyaranya Swami only. Snusha means daughter-in-law. Nananda means sister-in-law. No, Nananda means, you have to understand, okay? We say in English language sister-in-law, what do you understand? Brother, sister-in-law, and sister-in-law. Okay? In English language, sister-in-law means any sister-in-law, you know, anybody. Oh, sister-in-law has so many people, you can say that. Here specifically, sister-in-law means brother, sister is called an ananda. You have to be very careful with the sister-in-law. Okay? Nananda. Snusha, daughter-in-law. Brother, sister, ananda. Then yata. Yata means husband's brother's wife. Husband's sister is Ananda. Husband's brother's wife is Yata. Then Mata. Mata, mother. All of you know this word. Mata. Iti, anekadha. Mata, iti, mateti. Gunasandhi there. Mata, iti, anekadha. Ityanekada yansandhi. Mata iti anekada. Iti anekada means what? There are many. Anekada, many. Iti bharya, snusha, nananda, yata, mata, iti anekadha iti anekadha in many ways yoshit vidyate. Yoshit vidyate. Yoshit means a woman. Pratiyogi dhya. So if you look at a woman, Swarupataha yoshit na vidyate. a woman is just a woman. No, he makes understand first of all. You know, he gives a gross example first to make us understand the subtle problem. When you look at the woman, a woman is just a woman. The woman is not, woman is not wife. Woman is not daughter-in-law. Woman is not sister-in-law. Woman is not, sister-in-law or brother's husband, brother's wife. Woman is not mother. Woman is not any of these relations. But all the relations are woman only. Therefore, he says, woman is just a woman. There's no difference. Woman is not differentiated. Woman is a woman. Na vidyate swarupataha. Now look at the person as a woman. She's just a woman. Then there is no difference on the part of that woman. There's no difference on the part of that woman. Na vidyate yoshite swarupataha. By her nature, a woman, as she appears, there's no difference on her part. Yoshite swarupataha na vidyate. But, pratiyogi dhiya. Pratiyogi dhiya. Pratiyogi dhi means, because of the mind. Dhiya means because of the mind. Not so pratiyogi dhiya. Because of the mind of a person who relates. Because of the mind of the person relates. Or from the standpoint of the person with a different mind who relates. There is difference. Same person is different for different people. Why? Because of the difference in the mind of the person who relates to that woman, she is different. Otherwise, there's no difference on her part. She's just a woman. So all these relationships are personal relationships. All these relationships are very, very personal relationships. Personal relationships because of these personal relationships, one and the same woman is seen differently. She's as though different. As different as friend as a wife. From the standpoint of a person, she is a wife. The same woman, the standpoint of another person, is a daughter-in-law. The same person from the standpoint of another person is a mother or sister-in-law or a co-sister. So the same person is because of personal relationships, the same person seems to be different for different people. Anyway, she is the same. She remains the same person. The unchangeable, unchanging, unchanged, same person she is as a woman. What does it mean? Essentially, she is the same means what? The height doesn't change, weight doesn't change. The same person. The complexion doesn't change. Her features do not change. Same person without any change on her part as she is through different personal relationships, seems to be different for different people from the standpoint of their own different mindsets. because the way they relate to the person is different. Now, extra note we have to understand. How this relationship happened? Why she is a mother for one person? Why she is a daughter-in-law for another person? Why she is a wife for another person? Why she is sister-in-law for another person? Why she is sister? Why this woman is a sister-in-law for another person? Why? This relationship, how this relationship, the difference in relationship is caused by prarabdha karma phalam. Now, prarabdha karma phalam. Why this particular woman becomes your wife? Why this particular girl becomes your daughter? Why she becomes your daughter's son? Okay? At relationship is because of prarabdha karma phalam. The prarabdha karma phalam determines the relationship, such a given relationship with the given person as a wife. I'm repeating the sentence. Prarabdha karma phalam alone determines a given specific relationship with a given person for a length of time. So, not only this mother-father relationship, mother-sister-in-law relationship, any relationship between anybody, any relationship with any person, even friendship, etc. Any relationship is actually determined by the prarabdha karma phalam only, including the teacher-student relationship, husband-wife relationship. You know, any relationship is determined by prarabdha karma phalam. There's a side note, okay? But what is said here is, yoshit vidyate. Yoshit means woman. Stri. A woman seems, a woman appears different. She appears differently. She's seen differently. How this difference is not because, difference is not on her part. Difference is because of the standpoint from which a person sees her, you know, sees her. The person who relates to her sees. The standpoint of the person who relates to her sees with his own different mindset. The woman appears differently because of the person who sees her from his own standpoint, from his own angle, with his own mindset. Actually, otherwise, swarupataha yoshit na vidyate. There's no difference at all in her, what she is actually. Her weight and complexion, height and appearance and features and everything is the same. Without any change on her part, still she is seen differently because of the difference in who relates to her. The example is given. Okay. Nanu jnanani vidyantam. Nanu jnanani vidyantam. Nanu jnanani vidyantam. Akarastuna vidyate. Akarastuna vidyate. Very subtle teaching is going to give. He gives a very, very simple example. A one woman being seen by different people with different relationships. And he's giving you different example. Very subtle teaching he's bringing it here. నను జ్ఞానాని భిద్యంతాం ఆకారస్తు న భిద్యతే యోషిద్ వపుష్యతి వపుష్యతిశయో యోషిద్వ పుష్యతిశయో నదృష్టో జీవ నిర్మిత. గ్రాడ్యువలీ ఇంట్రడ్యూసింగ్ దిస్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ వాట్ ఈస్ జీవ సృష్టి ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు సే దట్ నను జ్ఞానాని భిద్యంతాం ఆకారస్తు న భిద్యతే యోషిద్వ పుష్యతిశయో నదృష్టో జీవ నిర్మితః. సో హియర్ యాక్చువల్లీ వన్ పూర్వపక్షి కమ్స్ హియర్. పూర్వపక్షి మీన్స్ వన్ హూ రైజెస్ అబ్జెక్షన్. ఇఫ్ యు సే సంథింగ్ వన్ హూ డిసగ్రీస్ విత్ యూ వన్ హూ రైజెస్ అబ్జెక్షన్ రిగార్డింగ్ వాట్ యు సే ఇస్ కాల్డ్ పక్షి. ఇస్ అ పూర్వపక్ష కమ్స్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్. సో విద్యారణ్య స్వామి mentions the Purvapakshi's view and he himself is going to negate it also. See, nanu. See, whenever you come across this expression nanu, in all our bhashram, Shankara's commentary everywhere, we can see this expression nanu. Nanu comes means there's objection is coming. Nanu jnanani vidhyantam ఆకారస్తు న విద్యతే యోషిద్ వపుష్యతిశయో న దృష్టో జీవ నిర్మితః. సి పూర్వపక్షః ఈస్ ఎన్ అబ్జెక్షన్ ఈస్ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్. సి జ్ఞానాని న జ్ఞానాని విద్యంతాం ఆకారస్తు న విద్యతే. జ్ఞానం మీన్స్ వాట్? జ్ఞానం మీన్స్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్. సో జ్ఞానాని మీన్స్ కాగ్నిషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద గివెన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ or different. Vidyantam. So there's difference in cognitions of the same object. Difference is in cognitions. Cognitions are different of the same object. Jnanani vidyantam. Akarastu na vidyate. But object does not differ. Externally perceived object does not differ. Akarastu na bhidyate means the object is not different, but cognitions of that object are different. Say jnanani. Why plural? Jnanam means knowledge. Jnanani means what? Different views, the views of the object, cognitions of the object pertaining to that object are different, varied, but the object is the same. Akarastu na bhidyate. Akara means the form which is perceived outside. A given object obtaining in a given form perceived outside is not different. But the views of that object, cognitions of that object are different. This is the, Purvapaksha just is mentioned here. Let me make it clear. So, Vishaye Bhedaha Nasti. There's no difference in object. But, Vishaya Darshane Bhedaha Asti. There's difference in seeing the object. In perception of the object, there is difference. So perceptions are different, but object is the same. Now, so the question comes, Yoshit Vapushi Atishayataha Na Drishtaha. So the question is, how can you say that the woman, the person seen differs? How can you say the person seen differs? The difference is only in perception. So we cannot say the object perceived differs. We can only say the perceptions of the object alone. The difference is only in perception of the object, not on the part of the object. Okay. Why are the perceptions different? The perceptions are different. Very simple answer is what? Because minds are different. The perceiving minds are different. Therefore, perceptions are different. But our perceived object is one and the same. The perceived object which is one and the same is Ishvara Srishtihi. Ishvara Srishtam is Ishvara's creation. So, that's why Akaraha Na Bidyate. One and the same. Whereas, now Yoshid Vapushi Atishayaha Na Drishtaha. It means, just because there's difference in perception, please listen to me carefully. Just because there's difference in perception, we cannot say there's any difference in the part of the object perceived. Yoshid Vapushi, on the part of the body of that woman which is perceived, Atishayaha Na Drishtaha. Atishaya means no change is seen. Atishayaha, no change or difference or whatsoever is seen on the part of the person, on the part of the body of the woman who is perceived outside. Vapushi means on the part of the body. Part of the body of the woman, no change is seen. What the same woman means, there's no, the, when I see, when you see, other person sees, her height is the same, weight is the same, the color is the same, you know, features are the same, everything is the same. It means, because there's no attribute, no attribute can be added there. So, but in perception, there is a difference. And this difference in perception is called Jeeva Srishtihi. What he says, in the previous verse he says, Yoshid Vapushi Atishayaha Na Drishtaha Jeeva Nirmitaha. Jeeva Nirmitaha means created by the Jiva. So, without any difference, the object which outside is as it is, which is Ishvara's creation. And the difference in perceptions of the same object is Jiva Srishtam, Jiva Nirmitam. So, perceptions of an object or Jiva's creation, the object is Ishvara's creation. How he begins? Perceptions, the different perceptions of different individuals with different minds, with from their own standpoint, their own mindset, or Jiva's creation. The object of perception is Ishvara's creation. So perception is your creation. Object is Ishvara's creation. you perceive it as it is, you are unafflicted. If you perceive it differently, you are afflicted. That is why it is said what? Manayeva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayoho. Your bondage and moksha, your freedom and bondage, your suffering and joy is in your projection, is in your perception. Is in your perception. See, when I was very, very young, that time one teacher told me, you know, I really think of the person even today. Always I think of the person. After studying Vedanta, I understood. I was too young to appreciate that person's greatness that time, because I was too young. I was too immature maybe. Too young, physically also young. And he used to say, even if other person says something bad of you, listen to me carefully. No, I was worried. No, other person says something bad of you. Even if other person says something bad of you, talks ill of you, if you do not pay attention to it, if you do not take the other person has said something bad of you, it doesn't exist for you. It cannot do any harm to you. You are free. But even if other person does not say anything at all, but if you think other person has something bad of you, finished. That person will be traveling with you wherever you go. Sitting in your head, eating your head, making you feel burdened. Isn't it? If you pay attention, it is there. If you do not pay attention, it is not there. There's one thing. Again, if you see something, just see it as it is. You know? But you see what now? Your own projections, which means your projection, we'll see it later on. Next class, it's going to be a serious class. The whole thing only created. He just gave all simple kindergarten examples which Vidyananda Swami gave to make us come to understand the fact that what is Jiva Srishtam. The difference is only in perceptions, not on the part of the object perceived. That non-different, the object which is one and the same object is actually Ishvara Srishtam. And how you see it, see the object, the difference is Jiva Srishtam. Object is Ishvara's creation. The perceptions of the object are Jiva's creations. Jivas are many. Jiva's minds are many, minds are different, and we're going to see that. Here, what are all the things play role? My God, prarabdha karma. You have your mind with the influence by what? Your own prarabdha karma, your samskara, your vasana, your association, your influence, what all the things you can say. You know, your inclinations, your interests, your values. No, your values. Or based on what you value, based on your based on your things, your perception of object is. How true it is, isn't it? It's all based on your values. So, Vidyananda Swami has brought us to the point, just what is Jiva Srishtihi. Jiva Srishti is in perception only, not outside. So all our misery is in dealing with the world of our own creation in the form of mind. Okay, in our own mind. Actually, the next verse, beautiful verse, time is over now. So Manomayi. Manomayaha prapanchaha. There is a bahya external world of objects, which is Ishvara's creation. And our perception of the world of objects is our creation. Isn't it? Jeeva Srishti. And this, all your suffering is not because of what is outside, because of how you see what is outside. What is samsara now? Samsara is not in seeing what is outside. Samsara is in seeing how you see it, what is outside. Samsara is not caused by what is outside. Samsara is caused by how you see what is outside.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.